This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Each day at hundreds of archaeological sites across the Holy Land, university researchers are literally digging up history. Every new discovery affirms the historical accuracy of the Bible, giving us insight into the rich heritage of our faith. Here's Omer Eshel with the Israel Ministry of Tourism on a unique museum in Israel, built upon the ruins of decades of Jewish history, all in one family's private home.
The law in Israel, when you buy a house, you own the house. You own the walls, you own the furniture, you own the ceiling. You do not own what's underneath the house. This house is called a Zibenberg house. It's a private home. The base of the house of the Zibenberg family is actually a cave, a burial cave that was used later as a silo. Right next to that, there's a ruin of a palace that was built by Herod. Next to that, there is a channel. There's a canal made out of slabs of rock, and that is the lower aqueduct. They used to bring fresh water to the temple. All of this is at the basement of Mrs. Zibenberg. And then you continue up and you go to someone's home that was built in 1970. You drink coffee with this wonderful, wonderful lady, Mrs. Miriam Zibenberg, on the rooftop. And right in front of you, you see the flag of Israel overlooking the Golden Dome, the Mount of Olives, and Garden of Gethsemane. You're standing on Mount Zion under the sovereignty of the State of Israel, 3,000 years in existence. And that in one building, you see the entire history of the Jewish nation.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you can record your prayer by calling 888-241-IFCJ.